The Northern Lakes chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness supports and advocates for people living with mental illness and their families. Mick Fiocchi is the chapter's executive director. Hi, Mick.
Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good.
NAMI offers several programs for people with mental illness, and that includes family support groups and peer support groups, crisis intervention training, and a drop-in center. Tell us about some of these programs.
Well, you can't hardly talk about them without talking about what we're not doing right now because of the pandemic. But the things that we still do have running, we're doing on Zoom, as so many people are. So our family support group meets monthly, and it's a group of people who are led through this monthly session, and they're all coping with family members who are dealing with mental illness. And it's a tremendous opportunity for people to talk about these situations within a group that understands exactly what they're going through and is not judgmental and can really support each other. The other one that we're still operating is NAMI Peer Support Group, which is for people who are dealing with mental illnesses themselves. When the Northern Lakes Center, our drop-in center, was physically open, we would do this in person. But now we're doing it twice a week. We have talked about possibly doing it three times a week on Zoom. So the peer support group is what it sounds like. It's for people who are dealing with mental illnesses to speak with their peers in an organized conversation, runs an hour each time, and has been very valuable. Peer support has shown as a real and very important part of anyone's recovery from mental illnesses and dealing with mental illnesses. And so we are very happy to have those two programs still running. CIT, Crisis Intervention Team Training, is for law enforcement. Now, this is a 40-hour training for law enforcement officers. So it's a major commitment on the part of the department. And we are very grateful to have been able to run it here in the Northwoods. We've got a great committee that's represented by the Rhinelander Police Department, Tomahawk Police Department, Kohler Behavioral Health at Ascension, and Nicolet College, as well as NAMI Northern Lakes, on this committee to make that thing run. And you can imagine the value of having law enforcement officers who have now a better understanding of what is going on when they are called out to deal with a person who is going through a mental health crisis. And I've talked to a number of, Rhinelander police officers who've gone through the training, and they are so grateful. They all seem to recognize that when they go out on these calls that what's required is compassion and patience. But through this training, they now understand why that's so important, and what these people need is compassion and support to get them the help that they need and not be arrested.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that all sounds very important, especially this day and age. I know COVID-19 has been hard on all of us, but during the pandemic, a lot more people, adults and young adults, have been reporting symptoms of anxiety and depression. Have you noticed more people interested in your services during this time?
To some extent, yes. Not as much as we thought. And we're not sure exactly, except that the one thing I will say is that because of the stigma against mental illness, many people who are suffering from these illnesses don't want to reach out for help. They feel ashamed, which is, you know, going back to what I was talking about before, that these are, you know, have a genetic predisposition. Would you be ashamed if you were diagnosed with diabetes? Would you be ashamed if you were diagnosed with a heart condition or cancer? No. And so eventually we as a society are going to get to the point where when one of these mental illnesses manifests in someone's life, they will simply go and seek treatment. And then other people will not be judging them for it. But we're not there yet. And so a lot of people are trying to cope with the the stresses of the pandemic in the wrong ways, with alcohol and other drugs, or just, you know, hiding out. This is not good. If you are listening to this and you are feeling anxiety and depression and just mental stress, reach out and get some help.
I've been speaking with Mick Fiocchi. He's with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Thanks, Mick.
You bet.